Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping all families grow through the adoption process is important to us. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, in the mid-Michigan Saginaw region, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this podcast, so we are thankful to you for listening in today, and we hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. Today, the topic of our show is Every Adoption Experience is Different, an Insider's Look, and I'd like to welcome to the program Mom by Adoption, Casey. I believe you're on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great, Casey. Thank you for taking the time. You're a busy mom, and you've taken a little bit of time out of your schedule to come and share about your and your husband's experiences with adoption. And we're going to kind of talk about these two adoption experiences that you have had. And I'd like to get started, if you could, by having you talk to us a little bit about each of those adoptions. I'll go ahead and hand it over to you.
Sure. We adopted our son, Tommy, in 2015. His birth mom chose us to be his parents, and we were able to meet her one time before she gave birth. We ended up being at the hospital with her, so we had the room next door to her after she had given birth, and her mom brought Tommy to our room about an hour after his birth, and we were able to spend, I believe it was 4 or 5 days with him in the hospital. So after that, he went to a host care home for about a week and a half and was released by the court to come home with us on his 2-week birthday. So we've been a family ever since, and
nice.
So that was our first. Our first adoption was Tommy.
Okay.
We have, with his birth mom, we have a semi-open adoption. So it was decided that we would do pictures and letters once a year around his birthday. But I also, we had the privilege to connect with her mom, the birth grandmother, and I text pictures and updates pretty consistently, you know, at least once a month or every couple months to her. And she lets me know how Tommy's birth mom is doing. So that's really nice for us.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And so at some point, you and your husband decided to think about or plan for growing your family further through adoption. Can you give us a little bit of details about that?
Sure. So we always had talked about the fact that we wanted to have 2 children in our family. So we had never really lost sight of that, even with adoption of Tommy. But Tommy had been through some health issues. He had a surgery at 10 months old and at 3 years old. And so about the time we started the adoption process again, Tommy was recovering from his first surgery and having a little bit of difficulty with his speech. So it was a little frustrating for him and frustrating for us. And we started speech therapy with him, and he did really well. But it was a little difficult for us at that time trying to juggle his care and the fact that we still wanted to build our family through adoption. Mm-hmm. But we pressed on and, you know, did what we needed to do through the agency and, mm-hmm. you know, just kept following that dream.
But it sounds like it what you were facing with Tommy, with a little bit of speech therapy and a surgical procedure, did create a situation where you and your husband kind of took pause. You didn't just full-fledged jump right back into a second adoption. It sounds like you needed to take some time to talk it through. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, you know, it was a question of, you know, can we do this? What if our second child has health problems? Is that something we can handle? You know, you question a lot of things. Our first experience with Tommy's birth mother was really positive. And, you know, you question, will it be the same next time? What can we expect? So, you know, you have more peace and comfort with the process, you know, with the home study and things like that through the agency. But I think we were just questioning, you know, is this the right choice for our family? Even though we had always wanted two kids, is it something that we feel 100% sure that we want to pursue? And, you know, through a lot of soul searching, we decided absolutely, you know. So that was our driving force, is just kind of leaning back on what our goal had always been, you know, to have two children and, you know, and just hope for the best, I guess.
Sure. And you just needed to take that time and that due diligence to have those conversations. And I think that's important just because you had questions and lots of questions and lots of things to think about. This didn't necessarily mean that you weren't going to move forward. It just means that you needed to take that time to really talk it through and to consider
absolutely
all those things. It's really good that you took that time to do that. So at what point did you have a subsequent adoption? So your family has grown yet again.
So our second son was born in 2018. So he's 6 months old right now. And his adoption was very much different from the first. So I don't know if you want me to talk a little bit about that or.
Sorry, Casey, we lost connection just a second. Yeah, I do think that it would be beneficial for us to hear from you about some of the similarities and differences in their second adoption.
So the home study and things were very much similar. In the waiting process, of course, we would keep in touch with the agency every now and again just to hear updates and how are things going and had our profile been shown and things like that. We were actually, Tommy had his second surgery 3 days prior to us getting the phone call from the agency. So we were at home recovering and just kind of laying low, and the agency called and said that there was a little baby that had already been born. And it was different in the fact that it was a safe delivery case. So his birth parents wished to remain anonymous and have it be a closed adoption. But the agency told us some information that he was doing well. He was small, but he was very healthy for being so small. And it was so exciting.
Casey, we may be having some technical difficulties. It sounds like we miss you. Every so often we're not hearing you. I don't know if you're hearing me or if our listeners are. Are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
There you are. Yes, we lost you there for maybe 30, 40 seconds. Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
But you're back, so continue.
I'm back. So
please.
Where did you hear me last?
Well, I think we were just hearing about the agency calling you and that there was a baby that was born. It was a safe delivery, which means it was a closed adoption, and he was small but doing okay. So, I wanted to hear a little bit more about the differences.
Okay. Well, basically we were told up front that it would be a closed adoption and that the birth parents wished to remain anonymous, which is different because we do know Tommy's birth mother, and we have not met his birth father. But, you know, we do have that relationship with her and her mom. Mm-hmm. So with Connor's adoption, that's the biggest difference, is that we don't know who his birth parents are. Another big piece of it was that he was able to come directly home with us from the hospital. So instead of going to host care home, when he was, I believe he was 3 days old when we got to bring him home, where he's been with us for that whole time. So it was really neat to bring a newborn home. Not that Tommy wasn't new enough. He was 2 weeks old only, which is really great. But it was just neat to not have to you know, be in a different town and you know, go through the visitation process and things like that, which wasn't bad either. But
sure.
It was just neat. So those were basically the two things. We don't know a lot of his health history. We don't know about his birth parents, but, you know, that's something that we'll just deal with, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know that it really makes that big of a difference, knowing or not knowing.
Sure. And I think you did a really good job describing the differences in these two. To me, they're mm-hmm. really both very different. I am curious, mm-hmm. though, what similarities you feel were present in both of these adoptions.
Well, just a very positive feeling. We were elated at the birth of both boys. It's very exciting. You know, it was really neat. A lot of times when you talk to other people who have adopted their children, they weren't able to bring their children home so quickly. So that was, you know, we really had two opportunities to, you know, really bond with these boys and get to know each other from very early on. So that was really positive. I don't know. I think everything about it was positive. You know, it was, mm-hmm. it was, the waiting process is a little hard, but you lean on your family, you lean on your friends, you lean on your church or your support groups, or, you know, we did all that. We kind of believe in just leaning on whoever we can. So, once those boys were in our sight, boy, our lives were changed forever in the better, mm-hmm. for the better. So,
I know from talking with you off air that openness in adoption is something that you feel passionately about. It's something that mm-hmm. You've enjoyed having with Tommy's mm-hmm. Birth family. I am wondering if that's been a struggle for you, or if it was a consideration that you had when you began considering a second adoption, kind of how you and your husband have managed through that piece of the different
sure.
levels of openness that exists for both of your sons.
Well, we did, through the education from the agency, we really learned a lot about openness and determined that openness is pretty important, I think, for the whole adoption triad, the birth parents, the adoptive parents, and the child. We were presented with some pretty positive experiences with openness. So we were really excited when Tommy's birth mom decided to have semi-open relationship. Now that Connor won't have that same thing.
Casey, are you there? Hello?
Exact plan right now, but we are open to, you know, researching and doing the things that we need to do to make him feel okay. And as a family, I think if you stick together and work together and always address the issues, you can get through anything. So that's kind of what we're...
I was going to say, to your credit, you guys have been proactive in making sure that you're educated and that you're asking the questions that you need the answers to. And I think that's an important piece of this too. Things certainly yeah. feel more scary when we don't have answers. I think it's great that you guys have reached out to the agency and to yeah. your caseworker to help fill in the gaps as they were needed. One of the other things I know that you mentioned to me previously is this topic of prenatal substance exposure. Do you want to touch on that mm-hmm. just a little bit? This is an area, in addition to the openness, as you've already talked about, that can be mm-hmm. A little bit intimidating for couples considering adoption, or downright frightening, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Would you mind sharing how you and your husband journeyed through the issues related to your understanding sure. and willingness to accept prenatal substance exposure?
Yeah, so I don't know if it became a bigger issue between our first and second adoption with those 3 years, or if it just became more apparent to us. But, you know, the substance exposure is something we had to really dig into more through our second adoption. Kind of what we did was we talked a lot about it. We did as much research as we could about it. A lot of things online.
We lose Casey every so often, but I think she's coming right back. Must be some sort of a connection issue that we're having. Casey, are you there?
God, trusting that he would take care of us no matter what. And, you know, you just never know, even if you have your own biological children, will they have health issues? And so it wasn't, when we really got down to it, it wasn't really any different to us. But you still have to be comfortable with your choice and just follow your heart, you know.
We did unfortunately lose connection with you for a second there.
Oh, okay.
And maybe you said this. I'm sorry if you did.
Uh-huh.
What resources did you utilize, or was there someone that you turned to help you and to kind of, I guess, understand more about prenatal substance exposure, or that you could express concerns with
yeah,
and ask
so, yeah.
questions?
Well, I basically... online, I found some information. I believe it was from the American Association of Pediatrics about
okay.
prenatal substance exposure. But I also have a friend who's a nurse in the NICU, so I did pick her brain a lot. She helped us through a lot of information. So I just kind of reached out where I could and, you know, just got to a point where we felt comfortable with what we had chosen. And, you know, through the adoption of Connor, it was a little outside the realm of our comfort, but that's kind of where our trust in God comes in. And, you know, we couldn't be happier with our decision. Connor is just a blessing every single day. So we know we did the right thing.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
And so now that you've had these two very different experiences with adoption, mm-hmm. what, if anything, do you wish you had known or better understood at the beginning of your journey, whether that be at the beginning of the adoption journey, your first one when you adopted Tommy, or your second one when you adopted Connor? Oh, he's wanting to chime in. Maybe you could just hand the phone to him and he can answer these questions.
I love it. Yeah.
It's awesome. We like always hearing our little people.
I know.
Is there anything you would go back, I guess, now and tell yourself, mm-hmm. if you could, about what is to come, or the lessons that maybe you've learned that you would want others to also benefit from?
Well, I think what came into play for us a lot is trusting our instincts and trusting God, and following our dreams. So, you know, you have to just use your resources, lean on people for support, do what you need to do, but in the end, it's so worth it. You know, I don't necessarily think we would change anything. I think the agency went above and beyond to help us through any issues we have or had. you know, we always felt safe and secure. And, you know, I think starting in the beginning, you're just nervous and questioning so many things. But just keep your eye on the prize. You know, it's so worth it in the end, these little babies and sweet kids. And I mean, we couldn't be more blessed. We are so thankful.
Well, we are thankful to you, Casey, for coming on and sharing a little bit about your family's experience with adoption.
Sure.
Congratulations on your beautiful family.
Thank you so much.
For those of you that are listening, we will be posting a photo that Casey shared with us of her family. And so I'm sure you'll want to take a look at that on the agency's Facebook page. I do also want to say that if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to take a call from you at 800-677-3367. Again, we serve clients both in Michigan and outside of Michigan. And we are going to continue our podcast. We do this twice a month live. And if you're having any particular topics you'd like us to discuss, certainly give us a call and let us know that too. Thank you again, Casey, very much for
today.
You're
welcome. You're welcome. My pleasure.
Other ways to connect with Adoption Associates are through our Facebook, our website, adoptionassociates.net, and we're also social at Twitter and Instagram. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.